It's not just us coming to you from Wilbraham, Massachusetts.
No. Well, we're not just in Wilbraham. Well, we are.
We're mostly in Wilbraham.
Today,
yay.
We have friends coming in.
Yeah, it's not just us.
Wait, but we never introduced ourselves on the first podcast. Who the fuck are we?
My name's Jess.
Hi, Jess.
Hi, Jess.
And I have a drinking problem.
Oh, shit.
And my name is Candy.
Two non-moms here.
Yeah. Out of towners.
And they're not moms, and they're still. And they're living the dream.
So we're gonna go back.
Yeah,
we're gonna
Candy's jump. A facilitator.
We're gonna jump into.
Keep us on track.
It's not just us, right?
Right. That's no, like, it's never just us.
It's not just us. So.
Even when it is.
It
Jessica's having a stroke.
Just looking at our notes here, what would you do if there was a zombie apocalypse? I'm just going to throw everybody right into it, and I want a one sentence. What would you do if there was a zombie apocalypse? Go!
I would take my family and go to Joe and Veronica's house.
Okay. Veronica, thank you. Josie.
I would be all set. I'm all set with that. I would probably off myself because I have no interest in being a part of that at all. To be honest.
Noah.
Not interested in zombie apocalypse either.
No, but like, it's happening. Yeah. So it's like fucking happening and you're just
I'd
kill himself.
Done.
Shoot a few of them and then probably get eaten by zombies.
You wouldn't like spearhead them with a sword?
I don't know. What do you do with zombies?
I don't know. You fucking fight them.
Or you
just... I'm not familiar with zombies.
I'm familiar.
You don't fight? You don't fight back?
We'll fight at this guy.
I'd say, well, you know what, I take like my answer
to,
back.
Yeah,
I'm going to
defend myself.
I'm going to give them Noah's address. All right.
Jackie,
you're up.
Jackie.
I'm leaving on the boat because zombies can't swim.
Oh. Is that a fact?
It's a fact. And Noah's obviously going to be dead because he's going to fucking off himself. So I'm out. So
I'm going to off myself.
That's basically what you said.
Yeah.
On the same topic as that, though. I was concerned about the robot revolution, but then someone was like, just throw water on them because they're computers.
Right.
Is that also a fact?
Oh, that is a good question. I would like to...
Zombies or computers?
I'd like to phone a friend at 1 o'clock in the morning and ask them what they feel about it.
Patch someone in?
That's great.
Oh, I mean, we can. Should we make a phone call?
Yeah.
All right, let's make a phone call.
Let's ask.
Phoning a friend.
All right.
Okay, let's star 69 it.
Star 67. 413.
Star 69 is called that.
Star 67. Yeah, 555.
No,
don't say phone numbers on the air.
I know, I just thought of that.
Because when you guys get real famous, it's going to be a problem.
Yep.
Well,
you get thousands of listeners.
When there are people that are listening, because people are listening. The question?
I forget.
The question was, if you had
a computer apocalypse,
could you just throw water on it?
What would you do with a zombie apocalypse?
Let's see. That's what we'll ask. Hold on, when they... Oh.
I got another one.
Oh, what would you do? Hold on.
Your call has been forwarded. It gives some time because she's auto-tuning. So we can just...
What would you do with a zombie apocalypse? Yeah.
What would you do with a zombie apocalypse?
Yeah. pretty good.
You know, on sometimes the radio shows they have that, so, yeah. And then it's like, make the noise, like we all the sound effects. You know what I mean?
This is so. No one. I have no idea.
This is Obama.
I can't see. 5'8".
Oh my god, let's sprinkle Donald Trump.
Right? Is that what? Oh, is that accurate?
We've burnt, like,
hi, this is Holly. I'm calling from Columbia.
No, she's gonna play her voice out of
tune. I know. And then you can have it.
Can we call Jay after this?
Yeah.
Let's call someone, like, over on the West Coast, because they'll still be waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tim.
Paul.
Voicemail.
Please leave your message for...
God damn it. People don't pick up these calls anymore?
We're gonna get them. We're gonna get them good.
They're gonna know it's us.
How? We'll never know. We're disguised.
Are you reached Paul?
Oh, fuck you, Paul.
Please leave your name and number. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Please. Thank you and have a good day.
Alright, let's work on that delivery.
It was so silent.
Josie.
So silent. It's the most
what would you do?
I think my finger was over the speaker.
What would you do if I played this as low as possible?
If you can't hear it, it's
he's
never gonna
be like,
happen.
What? What? Oh, what? Ready?
Alright. Yeah. Alright, guys.
We're back. Hey. Coming at you live at 2.
Even at 2.
Bless asleep. You.
Oh shit!
Even Douglas is sleeping.
Alright, how do you feel about
Douglas is like dead?
Hey, don't say that about my dog.
Douglas.
Alright, let's play a game. How about that? Let's play a game.
Never have I ever.
No. Not never
Can
ever. Would you Mary rather? Fox? No, would you rather? Yes. Oh, we could play Kill Mary Fox.
You know what? Donald Trump. Putin, yeah. Or that horrible Saudi guy.
Which the one that died?
Which one?
No, the guy who's like, no, the young prince.
Saddam Hussein?
No, not that one.
That's why I said the one that died.
That one.
The one that we fucking beat the shit out of.
Who brought anyone. This guy?
Because I'll fucking kill him again.
He's
Iraqi. I have a chance.
He was Iraqi.
Let's not bring politics into this.
They're just people.
Okay.
You're right. Because you'd kill all of them. Good answer.
Celebrity.
Yeah, you do. Or Michael Scott. And Michael Scott.
Yeah, I don't know the second
one. I do. All right.
Jim.
All right. Hello, guys. It's
well,
me.
Well, then you marry Jim.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
No, yeah. All right. Marry Jim.
And have sex with Dwight, obviously.
No, I would have sex with
Mary
Michael
fuck.
And Wait. Kill Dwight.
Mary
Ew,
fuck
gross.
Kill.
Gross.
Mary fuck kill. Mary.
But you can't tell us what you want to do.
No, I'm saying what I would do.
Oh. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mary. Jim.
Cool.
Cool.
Oh, cool. God. No, wait. Because then who do I fuck or kill? Michael or Dwight?
It's too late that you have to pick one.
I think I'd fuck Michael and kill Dwight.
That's what you said. Mary fuck kill. Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse, or Goofy.
Where do you come from? I just want to know.
Martha's
Vineyard. Would you rather vaginas for ears or penises for fingers?
Penises for fingers, for all sure.
Alright, alright, there you go.
You wouldn't like a...
I guess if you had both, you could.
Would you rather hairy legs or hairy armpits?
I have both right now because I haven't shaved either in about a month. I'm waiting to wax before I go to Bali.
I think hairy legs. Hairy armpits. Easier to cover up. Less surface area.
In Florida.
Yeah.
In New England, I'll say hairy legs. Would you rather... a huge tattoo on your butt or a small butt tattoo on your face?
a huge tattoo on your butt, obviously.
Huge tattoo on my ass. Any day.
Like a good one. Like lots think of about stars.
It. All think over. About it.
Yeah, I'm going to go with butt tattoo on my butt.
Look at Doug.
Would you rather drink a shot of urine or drink the juice from the bottom of a dumpster?
Oh, disgusting.
Juice. Urine.
Urine juice.
What?
Really?
Urine's sterile. Said,
who's urine?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Anyone.
Yours?
Not yours. Just not asparagus.
Okay, ready? Would you rather hear chewing noises loudly for 2 hours or be attacked by a flock of birds?
By a flock of birds.
Chewing.
Flock of birds. Any day.
Tons of birds. All the flocks.
I would take the birds.
Give them all.
Give them to me.
Yeah.
How long you have to listen to chewing?
An hour.
Fuck no.
And how long?
2 hours. 2 hours. Chewing for 2 hours.
What kind of birds?
Attacked. I'm going to say seagulls just for the lack of my.
Talons?
I don't. My lack of knowledge of birds. Really quick. Does anyone here use reusable grocery bags?
I use reusable every day.
I want to know. Like,
no.
Oh my god.
No, but like a serious topic. I just want. Can I like? I would just like to dive right into this.
Okay. I'm in.
Yeah, but listen, we need to have a pass a baton talker because this could get heated.
Okay. So like, how do we
get me that car right there?
Okay.
All right, Candy's holding the car.
All right.
You cannot talk.
All right, so for all of those out there listening,
until you have that car.
This is about reusable grocery bags. So every week I go...
Shit's about to get heated.
...to the store. And I have put reusable grocery bags in my car for the past, like, 3 to 7 months. However, I have never actually brought them into the grocery store because I go grocery shopping with my one-year-old and I just forget to grab them. And then I feel like a big fucking douchebag the fucking second that I walk into the store and I see everyone else with their fucking reusable grocery bags ready to fucking put their groceries in their bags. And I have made a solid effort from putting them from the closet into my car, into behind her car seat.
It sounds like you're just...
And I'm really struggling.
You don't have the baton.
I'm really struggling to get them into the grocery store. Mm-hmm. However, so I'm really trying, I would like the world to know that I'm trying to stop using plastic bags. Mm-hmm. That is all I have to say.
Pass the car.
Pass the baton. I am now holding a baton, which means I'm allowed to speak. And I must say that once upon a time, I did use reusable grocery bags. And they were all right. All right, our next customer is going to really tear my ass apart. but just listen, hear me out. So back in the day when I didn't have kids... I would use reusable grocery bags.
When you didn't have kids, you did?
Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed.
When I was in the apartment, because there's no elevator in our apartment, so like I... It was just...
Dirty bags.
Yeah. It was good stuff.
I'm very impressed.
But, you know... All right, let me just get down to business. So now I don't use reusable grocery bags, because you know what? I reuse the plastic bags that I get. For poopy diapers. I save them. And then I recycle them. So there. I'm going to pass the baton. But before I pass this baton, just please know that I do try to save the earth. I'm not trying to be an asshole. But I just want everyone to know that I don't just throw plastic away. I actually have started to recycle.
Diapers,
no, I've started to recycle my cans. I'm actually haven't recycled them yet, but I have them set aside to go bring my.
You don't recycle ever.
No, I always put my cardboard and my plastics and bottles out. And cans. I do. All the time. But I've started to put aside my, like, 5-cent cans to borrow him.
The value of money.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah. Passing it on. I love my fucking plastic bags.
Oh, no. Hi. I'm not here to shame anyone. Just here to say that as people on this planet, we just need to be moving away from single-use items in general, and we need to be moving away from plastic in general, and that's just all I'm going to say.
But straws are only killing the environment because people don't throw them in the trash.
I love straws.
But there's aluminum straws are an awesome
I have some of those.
Great.
But they don't give them out at Starbucks.
In general, why do we need to be using the...
But I don't single-use my grocery bags.
I was hoping that this would never come my way because we are probably the worst offenders. Sorry, Josie. Not
sorry to me. So not sorry only to your mother.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Mother Nature. Not only do we get plastic grocery bags, when I get home, I put them all into one plastic bag. I tie it so it doesn't take up too much room in my plastic coat.
Sticky! Yeah, that's fine.
I'm just. It's not that I don't understand. It's not that I don't understand. And it's not that if someone gave me reusable
bags. I will buy you some bags, tomorrow. I will bring them to you at Meg's wedding. I can do that for you.
I'd probably use them.
I have three in my car right now. I travel with them off of Martha's Vineyard. Granted, I don't have children. But I think that would be an even bigger motivator for me to stop using.
So,
but why don't they just not use them at the store?
We ban them on Martha's Vineyard. We're writing a bylaw currently right now to ban plastic in general. I would
feel like if they banned them at the store that I went to, then maybe I would remember to bring them in for my car. Because I literally...
If they charged me for bags, like at Aldi, I would totally...
I am putting significant...
Guys, there's a baton.
I have it.
I know.
I have one more thing to say.
What's more effective here is the conversation.
I have one more thing to say.
Fine. My podcast. If you want to take it over, that's fine.
I was also appointed at work. I was also appointed at work as the executive sponsor of Green Together.
Oh, so did you tell? Did you confess?
No. Nope. I have not. And I had to pretend that I knew how to recycle because apparently I didn't. There are rules that I didn't know you were supposed to follow. Like, you can't recycle shit that's been dirty.
You can't recycle pizza boxes. Tim, I've told him 25 times.
Why not?
Throws them in the cardboard.
Because the grease is tainted.
But listen to me.
Tanks the cardboard.
And then if you put one recycled piece of stuff.
It's all garbage.
It's all garbage. How do you expect people to recycle if people don't know the rules? I didn't know the rules until I joined this club.
Point. And I think that should be something learned in middle school, honestly. It's like very important.
I would like to thank everyone for their opinions this evening. It was really nice of you to all participate.
Are we done?
No. All right. So I'm going to change this up. I'm going to go into the segment about...
Yeah.
Hi, guys. I'm here still. Candy's talking in the mic.
These segments are really... You guys.
Joke of the day.
Oh, I got one.
Hey, everyone, it's Josie here. Why do ducks have feathers?
Why? To cover their butt quacks.
Yes! But, hey, guys, Josie here again. Why didn't the teepee cross the road?
Why?
Because it got stuck in the crack. like butt crack. Toilet paper, TP.
Oh.
Let's do that one again. Okay. Hey, guys, Josie here. Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road? It got stuck in the crack.
I thought it was like yeah, yeah. Feeling it. Yeah, 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 right.
Hold on.
Well, we apologize for the delay, but thank you for tuning in again. Stay tuned for the next episode. We promise that it won't take as long. It's not just us.